I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Oddly enough, a Vietnam veteran joins us now. One of the wild bunch. Nick War. Nick, good morning. How's breakfast?
Good morning. Breakfast is fine.
What are you having for what are you having for breakfast?
I'm having a couple of eggs and some hash brown sausage. Trying to stay on, the svelte diet.
Attaboy. So you've been driving cross country. Where are you at today?
I'm in Oceanside, California.
All right.
I'm fighting to... Yeah.
Congratulations. First of all, I want to talk about an event coming up on Monday. And it has come out of my conversations with Nick. And first of all, tell everybody about the 5th Marines Vietnam Memorial dedication. What do we talk about? When, where, and is it open to the public? How can people attend? Talk to me.
It is, actually, Mac. They're expecting a pretty good-sized crowd. They're estimating anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 people are going to show up for this on Monday, Memorial Day. And it's going to be an exciting day. This is something that we've been working on now for 4 years. And it's been exciting from the beginning, as we've had some great people join our team. I'm sorry, I got this big conversation going on right next to me here.
That's all right.
I'm going to move. Everybody's having fun. So it is open to the public, Mac. Best way now at this late date is to go online and look up the 5th Marines Vietnam War Memorial Monument. Get on our website. There should be quite a bit of information. There is a lot of information there about the dedication, which is on Monday. And I'm sure they're going to be parking people off site. Camp San Mateo is not all that big, so they need parking rooms. But the dedication begins Monday at 11 a.m., if I'm not mistaken. We're going to be honored by the Commanding General of the 1st Marine Division, Eric Smith. Major General Eric Smith is going to be our keynote speaker. And when this all started, well, actually, I met Eric over a dozen years ago now when he was the battalion commander of 1-5.
Right.
And he's an outstanding guy, as I know you know. You listened to your interview with him from Afghanistan all those years ago. He's sharp in every way.
Yep.
It's my honor to give the thanks to everybody that's helped with this project from the beginning. I'm very proud that we have had a grassroots effort and also have been supported by corporate America and some wonderful, wonderful, nonprofit organizations. I want to single out the Dana Point 5th Marine Regiment Support Group. They are a wonderful, nonprofit 501c3. Their sole purpose is to help the Marines and sailors and families of the Fighting 5th Marines, and they do an outstanding job. They've been our partner since the beginning. They've done this several times with other monuments. When I first visited the Camp San Mateo Memorial Garden, it was brand new.
Right.
And they had poured some pathways, some concrete pathways, you know, but there were no monuments in that place at all. This is about 04, I believe. And first time 5th Marines installed our very first monument, which was very humble. It's a concrete bench with a bronze plaque that basically commemorates our guys that we left behind. Now today, sitting very near that basic concrete bench is this wonderful memorial monument that has on it the names, ranks, and KIA dates of every one of 2,706 Marines and sailors who lost their lives, who sacrificed their lives, who gave their lives to their fellow Marines during the Vietnam War. And I think everybody who comes and sees that will be proud of the effort. It was wonderful. We received the $20 donation out of someone's pocket, and we also received the individual contributions in five digits and everything in between. So we're real excited. There's a good chance there will be money left over from this effort. And then it'll be kind of fun to decide what we do to apply that money.
So let me ask you this. 50 years, you know, I'll just say generally, you know, 50 years has gone by since the Vietnam War. Certainly 50 years,
yeah.
50th anniversary of Tet, you know, the battles that you fought in Vietnam. Why do this?
Yeah.
50 years later, what motivated you all to do this? And again, to raise $400,000 to do this. What motivated you?
Yes. Well, Mac, for me, it's simple. When I was in the Marine Corps, which was one of the best things that I ever did, one of the things I learned about Marines is we honor our history. From the beginning, while in boot camp, we were marched to the MZRD San Diego History Museum, and we were walked through it by docents and, of course, our drill instructors, and we listened very carefully as we listened to the stories of famous guys like Dan Bailey, who uttered those famous words, "Come on, you sons of bitches, are you ready to die today?" or something like that.
Nobody lives forever.
Yep, nobody lives forever, let's go. Turn the tide. And it just seems like the Marine Corps has figured it out in regards to how to leverage those important moments in our history to teach us. So it always was imbued inside my thick skin when I was a Marine that I was very proud to be a part of something like this legendary organization. And the bottom line is the history is not events, it's people. It's these extraordinary people In our case, during the entire war, we probably had 20,000-25,000 Marines and sailors serve in the regiment at some point in time from early 1965 to 71 when the regimental flag went home. And each and every one of these names on this monument has a story. And the story adds up to history. We're really, really proud of the design, which was helped enormously by Rock of Ages. Rock of Ages in Vermont is the number one premier granite monument manufacturer in the country. They were responsible for building the Vietnam Memorial Wall in Washington, D.C.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so when the challenge was thrown at us to raise the money and to do it right, one of the requirements was that the regimental leadership wanted every single man who served in Vietnam with Fighting Fist recognized and honored in the stone. And that was a pretty big requirement because of the size of it. And yet, Rock of Ages came up with the design, the final design. They did a wonderful job. Our feeling is that those who are going to be there on Monday were there because of the loss of a son or a father or a close friend, will be very pleased with the design, with the overall monument and the look and the feel of it, having us there amongst young warriors, the guys who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, all those other places around the world. It's perfect. It is perfectly positioned. We think that it does not overwhelm any of the rest of it, but we're really grateful that we were given the location a long time ago. It was kind of interesting because about 4 years ago, there were three of us, Steve Caldwell and a guy named Jack Wells, who's actually a 7th Marines guy, and I were just enjoying the ambiance there, looking at the new monuments, and we were being hosted by Colonel Jason Bohm, who was at the time the CO of the Fighting Fifth. And we were looking at these new monuments, and we began to wonder, I wonder if we could have a Vietnam monument in that garden. And we asked the colonel, and the colonel just looked at us and said, "Follow me," and marched to the location. It was already there. They had been thinking about it. And he said, "It's easy. You got to raise $400,000, and we'll help you do it." And it turned out to be very, very easy, which that's one of the marks of a Marine, is that when something's important, you can put a really good team together and get something important done. And
yeah, when you say that raising $400,000 and then the next sentence it was easy, and let me I'm sure that knocks most people on their heels, but as you say, the attachment to the Marine Corps is neither a weak nor a small attachment. It's a strong attachment and it's a big attachment in most of our lives. And I went by and saw this the other day. I went to a funeral and I was cutting through Pendleton. On my way to Fallbrook from the Newport Beach area, and I went by and saw it. I was giving a Marine a ride to his barracks that was walking, and so I swung by and took a look, and it's beautiful. And as you said, and let me tell you, there would be absolutely nothing wrong if this monument overwhelmed the area. It would be absolutely fitting and appropriate. All right, that's just my opinion. There'd be not one thing wrong with that, but it's absolutely beautiful. And now the next question is, how do we get one in there for Korea and Vietnam? I mean, in World War II. So I guess that's the next project that somebody's got to have to work on. So film at 11 on that one. All right, so let me go back and I'll let you finish your breakfast.
Okay.
The website where people can see it and still donate, and if they want to go, they can click on a button there called attend the dedication, is called
correct.
Where do they find that website? What's it called?
It's the best way to get there is to Google 5th Marines Vietnam War Memorial or Monument. Those will bring you to the actual website.
Okay. All right. And I'm staring at it now. And then if you click on attend the dedication, you can get directions. You can register and you can do all that. So that's easy. And what time does it start? What time does it start on Monday?
Mac, I think it's 11 o'clock. I'm pretty sure. It goes from 11 until 12:30.
You're right, dude.
And there's going to be some refreshments afterwards and plenty of opportunity to mingle and talk to the young guys, which is my favorite thing.
All right. So that so again, Monday, May 28th, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 a.m. at Camp San Mateo. So first of all, thanks for interrupting your breakfast and joining us this morning. Welcome home to California, and I will see you on Monday.
Thank you, Mac. Look forward to it.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Nope.
Bye.
There you have it. That is Nick War, 5th Marines Vietnam War Memorial, dedication ceremony and reception. Let me go through the list of frequently asked questions. Because I can do things like that. Why am I signing in again? What the hell? Frequently asked questions. How do I enter Camp Pendleton on Monday? There are only two points of entry. I-5 to the Cristianitos Gate or the Bazilon Gate. All right, so either great. I'd recommend go through the Cristianitos Gate. San Mateo's right inside the gate. What identification do I need to get through the gate? Driver's license, passport for all people in your vehicle. Not and passport or passport. So everybody got a driver's license. All right. So vehicle we need registration and proof of insurance. Make sure you have that. What time does the ceremony start? 11 a.m. sharp exclamation mark. All right. Got that? 11 a.m. sharp. Should I arrive early? Yes, please allow at least 1 hour to enter gates, park, and find your seats. Avoid the rush at the gates by arriving as early as 9 a.m. Coffee will be served. The memorial garden will be closed prior to the cemetery. Are Uber or taxis allowed on base? No. No Uber or Lyfts. Approved taxi services are allowed on base. Is registration required to attend? Registration is highly recommended for easy access to the base. Where on base will the dedication ceremony be held? In the parking lot immediately in front of the 5th Marine Regiment Memorial Garden. How do I find my way to the 5th Marine Regimental Memorial Garden? You will be provided with directions when you enter the gate. Is there a designated parking area? Please follow the signs of the parking areas. Marines will be on hand to assist. Vietnam veterans, Gold Star families, handicapped, and VIP parking will be within walking distance of the venue. All others will be directed to other parking areas and will be shuttled via bus to the venue. All parking will be aboard Camp San Mateo. Is there designated seating? Again, for Gold Star families, Vietnam veterans and their families, and VIPs. All other seating is unassigned. How long is the ceremony expected to last? 90 minutes. What is the attire for the affair? Business casual. Is smoking allowed? Yes, in designated areas. Will there be media coverage? Will All Marine Radio be a part of the event? Whoa, who knew that was a part of this? I love that. Yes, there will be several media outlets covering the entire event. If you wished not to be photographed, please express that to the media person. All right. the again, the website that you check it all this stuff out on is 5thMarinesVietnamMemorial.org, okay? Or Google any combination of that, and you can see it. I mean, again, what I love about this is, you know, we have great examples in our tribe of what it means to live up to the tribal motto. And, you know, I said most recently, sitting and listening to Ken Pipes be eulogized. And I'm still not over that. I'm still not over the letter that he left for his family. I don't know what the future holds. I do know that heaven was being here with you. That's awesome. Can you imagine leaving that with your with the people that you left behind? The So this is another example, and the story I was going to tell about Ken Pipes is he, you know, in his eulogy, they said 25 years after Quezon, you know, he was helping one of his Marines who was struggling, and he was, you know, he spoke to him about religion. Well, but again, remember, there was no internet. There were no cell phones. So, I mean, it wasn't as easy to be in touch. And here's a guy who it was his obligation as a leader to be devoted to his Marines, and he was. Semper Fidelis, right? That's living Semper Fidelis. Raising $400,000 50 years after the war. Okay, that is a shining example of what Semper Fidelis means. What does it mean to live up to that? And I can't tell you how cool it is to be a part of a tribe that has people that care like that. And I'll tell you what, I can't tell you what a great example it is for the rest of us to have people like that in your tribe that set that kind of example for you. So my thanks to Nick War for coming on this morning. Nick was a lieutenant platoon commander in 1st Battalion, 5th Marines. Gunner was in 1-5. I was in 1-5. Gunner was in all three battalions of 5th Marines. Yeah. Yeah, Mike, Mr. Everything. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to do, if you don't know, we're going to do gun talk today. So if you're just tuning in, Gun Talk starts. We're going to talk about the Glock 19 today. So if you go to the website, you go to podcast page, go to the blog page, you'll see an entry that says Gun Talk Glock 19. Click on the Read More button, and boom, you'll get four pictures that pop up. And then you can pay attention and listen to Mike Musselman as he makes it smart about the Glock 19. So, yeah, pretty exciting stuff. Whatever you do, don't touch that dial. All Marine Radio continues here right after this important message on the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used. Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.